Any questions? Yeah. Well, we just started practice. Had a little practice today. It was a little get some movement. They hadn't been out in a while, so that's what we did today. Looking forward to getting them back Wednesday and getting started.
Who's your backup quarterback this week, Coach?
Well, TJ has got a back problem right now, so we're wrestling with that. And Shab, Shab's available certainly.
Wait, the last time you did this 2 weeks ago, obviously you were just filling in for Gary.
Yeah, it's a lot different. It's obviously a lot different than when Gary was sick. I tried to keep just things going in order the way they were, and wait till he got back, keep the seat warm, like I said. And this is a different situation where we got to finish the year, and we know there's been a change, and so we've got to go forward from there. It affects you personally, certainly, because we've been great friends, and I've appreciated him certainly hiring me here, and a lot of closeness with our families and so forth. It affects you, obviously, but I've been a coach for a long time. I was with the Oilers here when I believe we had the most wins in football the three previous years, and we got fired. So I know this, they fire good coaches too. So Gary or whoever good coaches are, they get fired sometimes. They go on and do well.
What was behind Bill Marciano being fired?
What's that?
What
that was a team decision, and Lig was here, Coach Ligashevsky's here. We feel like he can do the job for us, and so we're going to give him that opportunity.
You see changes on
these special teams? Yeah, we started that today. As a matter of fact, he's got some different ideas. When you get new coaches in, you're going to have different ideas. So we've got some different ways of doing things, different ideas, and not to take away from what Joe did with a great career here.
Wait, did you discuss your desire to want this job on?
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, when they ask you about another job somewhere, would you want to be this and that, those things. But, I'm right in the middle of it right here. I'm up to my rear in alligators. So I'm going to do the very best job I can do at what I'm doing. That's what I've always tried to do. And this is a situation. I have been a head coach before, and I have been an interim head coach before. So I'm familiar with the situation. You have to come in and try to mold the team the way you feel like it ought to. The strengths you need to, you need to utilize them, and the weaknesses you need to, try not to. So, and it's hard to do in a short amount of time. That's why the interim part is really tough. I mean, when you come in as a head coach in the off season, you got a whole. But this is, that's what it is, and that's what I'm going to try to do is. Utilize our strengths and what I think are our strengths and go from there.
Well, wait, what does it mean to you that Bob said you are a candidate job?
I'm not really into that. I'm going to try to get this team, back on the right track and we'll go from there.
Have you had a chance to talk to Gary at all?
Well, yeah, I talked to him and we've texted, so, it's like I say, I've been in this situation before too, so it's not, it's not something foreign to me.
Wade, you said previously, when Gary was sick, that you don't concern yourself with the other part of the ball. Now we'll wait.
Yeah, sure.
Hand pressure on the offense.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to influence some things offensively that I feel can help us. I'm not gonna take over the offense. I'll probably delegate more duties defensively. And I also have to help with special teams. So, I'm going to try to be a well-rounded head coach. I mean, I think that's what the head coach does is try to be involved in all aspects of the game. And I've done that. So,
who would you delegate to?
Well, I don't know. We'll go into it right now, but I've talked to the coaches about what specifics I'd like for them to do this week, offensively and defensively and special teams wise.
Wade, there was obviously a lot of back and forth between Shaw, Keenum, Shaw took over Keenum last game. Were you involved in the decision to name Keenum the starter moving forward, or was that just Bob?
Well, that's a team decision, and I think Case needs to go through, some of the rough times to get stronger in some areas. And sometimes, sometimes he's got to be able to bring them back during a game. I mean, that's what you want to see out of a young quarterback and see if he can do those things. So it's not a trial basis. It's just a evaluation basis.
Wade, there were a lot of penalties the other night. Specifically, what message would you give a guy like Swearinger?
Oh, he's already been given that message. He knows that message. If you get aggressive penalties, that's one thing. But after the play, that's hurting your team and your teammates. And players have to know that. I think the guy that can tell him the most is Antonio. It hurt his pocketbook too. But I mean, you finally learn. After some point that you're hurting the team and not just getting back at somebody else. Or in his case, he was just saying, get back on the bench, and they threw the flag on him. So.
Wait, can you mention or discuss some of the changes you make offensively? See, you have any influence on the
No, we're going to meet today. We've got a game plan to do. We're going to meet on all the – I'm going to meet with the offense. I'm going to meet with the defense. I'm going to meet with the special teams. I'm going to meet with them today, and we'll discuss all that.
You've done this a few times. How different were the teams after you stepped in as interim? Or how different do we expect things to look?
you want to win first, and that's a win for this team would be big. So that's our first goal, is to let's be ready to play and play tremendously hard, which I think we have. But, loosen up and play a little better than we have. The team's a little bit uptight to me. And you say, well, now you're not going to have any discipline. But, I think you can loosen up a little bit. All the pressure's been on them. They put it on themselves. We put it on ourselves, rightfully so. So we just got to go play now. We just got to go play as hard as we can.
About how far back have you seen that?
Well, I mean, I just think that's where we are right now,
Even if it's not here, do you still have some desire to head coach?
Well, I think I have something to give, and I can go into all the stats and all that stuff. Nobody wants to hear those. But, if you look at the record, I think I have a lot to offer as a head coach. But that's, that's somebody else to decide, not me.
Do you keep last few games almost an opportunity to show that you just let the head coach do?
I don't, because I've got a lot more to worry about than that, and I want to get this team to start playing as good as they can play.
Wade kind of lost under the radar during this 11-game slide. Each week, getting pleasant was a street free agent continues to play, get more reps, and get better and better. What have you and BJ worked with that took that kid and made him a different player today?
Well, Eddie's a talented player, and we've had him for a little while. He's learned what to do, and it's a simple game. You need to know what to do and how to do it. And he started getting to know what to do, and now he's learning how to do those things.
Is that the difference, though, between the OTAs and being a wide-eyed free agent?
Well, it's working at it, and we've seen free agents. We've got a running back here that's an all-star running back that's a free agent, so it's. It doesn't matter where you were drafted or weren't. It's what kind of talent you have and how to utilize that.
What's the hardest
thing for you right now?
Besides talking to you guys, it's a lot more. Being a head coach, it's a lot more things involved. And like you say, you have to get into the offense and the special teams, where I was only working with defense.
Do you think it was fair? It would be fair for somebody to say.
Yeah, the interim deal certainly is, you know, when you come in, there's a reason they've lost a lot of games. And so it's, like I say, you're trying to mold a team when you start out before the season. As a coordinator or a head coach, try to mold that the way you feel like can help the team win. And then when you're thrown in there with three games left, it's a lot harder. It's a quicker mold.
What would you like to see the defense be better now?
Well, you know, turnovers obviously are key. I think, you know, that's something that we harp on all the time. But we also don't give up many yards passing. We don't give up, you know, the passing game is the key game as far as people scoring on you. And, you know, we saw it this week, 90 touchdowns. So it's a tough part of the game for defense. And we got to keep working on our pass rush and you know, our overall defense. But I think those guys are going to come through the last part of the year.
Do you have any other injuries besides
TJ? I don't know. I mean, I just saw him today, and he was standing out there, and they said he was going to be – he had something with his back, and so.
If you aren't hired as the head coach, Wade, are you interested in coming back as defense coordinator?
I would never say that. Because then they wouldn't hire you as a head coach. So, you know, I'm not going to fall for that one. I don't know. I really don't know. You know, sitting on the bench, I guess. I don't know. All right. Thanks.